This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
When you hear of a tragedy like what happened in Israel and what these animals of Hamas have done, I ask myself, what would I do if we heard about an invasion? You know, somebody breaks into your house and, you know, they've got rifles to you, to your family, etc. What would you do? And I mean, let's just be honest. You know, if they catch you by surprise, you gotta obey, so to speak. And that vulnerability is something that I've fought my whole life against. Trained, you know, as a fighter against it. Why a lot of people go and do firearms training or whatever they may do. You try to keep yourself out of harm's way. But a lot of the Israelis got caught by surprise. And one of the things that came up is now Israel is saying, well, everybody needs to have guns. In a state of Israel, I can't imagine why they wouldn't let everybody have guns. I mean, keep in mind, you know, there's a Arab population. The Arabs and the Jews live together in Israel. They've been living together for centuries. So it's not something new. And maybe people are afraid that, you know, I know it. So there's no maybe. They think, oh, well, there'll be gun battles and whatever else if we let people have guns. But America's proven you can have an overwhelming number of guns and very little crime committed by the good guy with guns. But let's forget all that for now. Let me ask you, do you think that the Israelis would at this point like to have all had guns in their homes and knew how to use them? So my question, as we evaluate all these things that come up, because what the Democrats would do, let some poor black dude get shot by a cop, or let somebody get shot accidentally by a gun, and they'll be talking gun control. Well, here's the opportunity to talk about what would have happened in Israel had they been Switzerland, where everybody has a gun. Now, I don't know, I think they may keep them at an armory in Switzerland or something, but which I think is silly. But let's just pretend that they all had it on them. What do you think would be the difference? What would we be talking about today if every Israeli family had at least one firearm? One. And Hamas was going house to house. Do you think we would be talking about something different? Because I do. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. I believe in my heart we'd be talking about something dramatically different. And it bugs me because the Democrats are going to pretend to care, but they're never going to ask themselves what would be different. There's a clip that we have of John Kirby. By the way, he's fake crying. And I'm going to play it, but I want you to understand this. There's not a tear in this man's eye as he's saying what he's saying.
I mean, the images that we're seeing of children kidnapped, of young women who have been abducted, who have blood in their pants because they've presumably been repeatedly raped. It's horrifying. There's been a lot of death and destruction in that region, but I've never seen anything like this.
It's very difficult to look at these images, Jake. And the human cost. And these are human beings. They're family members, they're friends, they're loved ones, cousins, brothers, sisters. Yeah, it's difficult, and I apologize.
Nothing to say sorry for. John Kirby, thank you for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
I felt like I was watching Blasey Ford testify about her supposed rape by Kavanaugh. Welcome back, folks. The most disingenuous, if you see the video, you'll see what I'm talking about. Dry-eyed. And just for the record, what's he apologizing for? Is he apologizing for his I think he's apologizing. He's apologizing for his fake crime. Sorry, I can't do a better job of acting. These scumbags, they issue in anti-Semitism all around the world. This government could easily have said, we're going to end anti-Semitism. You want to know how they could do it? They could say, if you don't recognize Israel, if you continue terror attacks against Israel, we're going to sanction you, not do business with you. We won't do business with anybody who has an anti-Semitic stance or any other anti-stance. It's not going to happen. That's how they could end it. And Donald Trump was doing it. Joe Biden fakes it. Oh, I love how they... Oh, well, we wonder what's going to happen now between peace in the Middle East and Israel. What do you think? I give you, again, a president who had negotiated getting the Arabs and the Israelis to sit down together and say, look, guys, in the scheme of things, we're all brothers. Separated at one point by our tribes. But we are all brothers. And all we got to do is learn to live together the way we did before. And Trump had them there. And then you know what? The New World Order, the people that decided Trump is too good at what he does, that was it. Got to take him out. He's too effective. He's actually making people get along. He's actually making people understand that as an individual, they're very powerful. See, we feel little. We're made to feel little. And don't misunderstand me. I understand my place in the world. I'm one of 8 billion people. But I don't feel little. I feel very significant. I don't know what that purpose is. I think I do. God seems to tell me that he's got a purpose for me. And even in my struggles right now, the biggest struggles of my life, certainly financially, I still believe God has a purpose for me that he's revealing every single day. And yes, I'm a little cog in the wheel. They suppress my voice. I don't know who's hearing it and why, but I do know it's heard. And when's it going to get to where it feels like it's coming out of a megaphone? I don't know. But we keep at it, and you do the same. But I want to go back to the NRA and all these other things. What we are witnessing, folks, is the lack of conservatism, the lack of God in people's lives. Oh, these fanatics claim they do it for Allah. They don't. They do it because they're frustrated with their miserable lives. Miserable lives set up by leftists. We didn't build the Gaza Strip. Israel, I mean, you can talk about it all you want. There's plenty of land out there for the Arabs. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Biden family, the grifters.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. That's 800-257-3672.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Just think about the terrorism that happens every day. You can Google search this stuff if you want. The number of acts of terror that are committed in the United States, around the world. And you'll get differing reports depending upon how they measure it. I looked at terror into Israel, number of rockets that they send over annually. That kind of stuff, but we have domestic terrorism, and I'm not talking about the Timothy McVeighs. Yeah, we have those. They're pretty sporadic. Right now, you have Hamas with the help of other countries plotting inside of the United States. You can bet. And we have an FBI that's not looking at them. They're too busy looking at us. But we have another form of terrorism that happens every single day inside of minority neighborhoods. How's the left dealing with that terror? There are people that are suffering, not to the degree of Israel right now, but they're suffering. Every single day, they're afraid to go out in their neighborhoods. Kids can't play. Don't go to parks. Oh, don't go to the park. No. You're not safe to walk down the street, to go to the corner store, whatever. Send the kids out for something. Can you do that in your neighborhood? I can do it in mine. I'm in the suburbs. I can send my kid. When he was 12 years old, I could send him up there. Couldn't do it in St. Louis, but I can do it in Gilbert.
Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. The thing most people want, especially women, the most important thing in their lives is safety. They want safety. They want to feel like they've got protection, if you will. And sometimes that first of all, it starts with your parents. Good parenting means you feel safe. I know my kids always felt safe. They knew nobody would bother them. I wasn't the biggest dad ever had, and I'm not the baddest dad. But I am tenacious. There's nobody more tenacious. So you knew, don't mess with my kids. So mothers and fathers, that's the first line of defense for your kids. Then secondly, when they become grown-ups themselves, you should teach them to be self-sufficient, to be able to give themselves a layer of protection. Sometimes it's the ability to talk their way out of stuff, and other times it's their ability to fight their way out of stuff. And sometimes it's, you know, talking their way means building consensus or whatever, like this couple did in Israel who talked these Hamas guys that broke into their home, five of them, from killing them. And other times it's just the tenacity, that will to survive and will to live. But then there's another layer, that you put your faith and trust in a government to make sure that there are bridges so you don't careen into the canyon, to make sure that there's a layer of protection in society, police officers, etc. And our government is failing us. Our government's failing to protect us. Israel's government failed to protect them. I don't know. I shudder to think what would happen in America right now if we weren't armed. I talked about in the previous segment. Like, where was the NRA? Why isn't the NRA running commercials saying, now, America, do you understand why we want you armed? Look at Israel. Look at these women being brutalized with blood in their pants in the videos that are being shown. Look at people who have to watch armed combatants come into their homes and terrorize them, and in many cases, kill them dead. The hostages who got taken. Wouldn't you have wanted to have a fighting chance? I'm going to move on. Biden was questioned about his classified documents, Joe Biden. And I'm sure he gave all the who shot Johns, but at the end of the day, Joe Biden had classified documents. And they're going to sweep this under the rug because that's what they do. But I'm going to tell you something. They're going to have a very difficult time sweeping everything under the rug. And the Bidens can run and hide. And by the way, notice that they're going after Joe with the classified documents while Israel is on fire, while people are being brutalized. I just want people to be reminded of this administration and the dichotomy between a competent one and an incompetent one. One where the DOJ is going after a former president who was a rock star. No other way to describe him. He was a rock star. They're going after him, but the guy who has completely screwed the pooch on policy, they're doing nothing with him. How's that happening? Joe Biden, questions on classified documents, while this is going on, and this story is going to move away. I don't know how it all happens officially, but there'll come a point where Joe Biden was interviewed by the FBI on classified documents, and it turns out that there was nothing there. But they raided Trump. He's in court over it, over multiple things. Joe Biden, who absolutely did what he did in Ukraine, and now we're sending billions of dollars there, who absolutely funded the war on terror, giving $6 billion new fresh dollars to the $1.7 billion that Barack Obama gave the Iranians, and then lifted the sanctions. So now all these countries can go back to doing business with Iran. And you know what the left wants? Another president just like him. A crooked old clown who decided in the latter part of his career that he's going to finally get what he wants. And he doesn't care that he gets it at the expense of you. How sick is that? What about the grift of these Biden family? They said Biden once famously told a state official, no one F's with a Biden. says it was a statement that made more sense a few years ago than it did today. I'm reading this article. A statement that made more sense a few years ago than it does today. These days, it seems like everyone is, well, messing with the Bidens. Joe Biden's son, Hunter, is facing federal charges on gun violations. He pled not guilty, as you know. Under a law that his father has heralded. He's also looking at possible additional charges on taxes, they wrote. Joe Biden's brother James was subpoenaed along with his nephew over millions of dollars sent by foreign figures as part of an influence peddling operation. And oh, I don't know if you heard the news, but Frank, the other younger brother of Joe Biden, has got gay porn. He's on a gay porn site and said he was hacked. Quite frankly, I don't care. Not about him being hacked. If Frank's gay, be gay. Sounds like Frank needs to let the family know. Because none of us care. They go on to write this. Finally, a media that has long shielded the Bidens is now starting to acknowledge that Hunter and others were engaged in corrupt influence peddling. Yep, and then we get Israel explodes, you know. And by the way, the media is trying to spin this as this could be good for everybody. Now we should, they will see that we need to fund Ukraine. Let me tell you, the atrocities, and I said this the other day, the atrocities happening in Israel, where's the video of what's going on in Ukraine? Where are the women bleeding rectally? I haven't seen any of them. I'm not saying it's not happening.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The upcoming Powerball drawing tonight set to be the second largest lottery jackpot in U.S. history, just over $1.7 billion. Special Counsel Jack Smith seeking to protect jurors' identities in former President Trump's 2021 Capitol riot trial due to concerns over Trump's past attacks on court personnel and the sensitive nature of the case. House Republicans in a rush to select a new leader after the removal of former Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Currently, House Majority Leader Steve Scalise and Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan are the only formal contenders in that race. Federal prosecutors on Long Island filed new criminal charges against Representative George Santos yesterday, including lying to federal officials. Corey Myers, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Well, first, let me say how we arrived here. I think how we arrived here is there's weakness in the White House. I've been calling Joe Biden the master of disaster, and this is one more disaster on his watch. We have lost four United States embassies under Joe Biden's presidency. It doesn't get reported much, but those are the facts. These terrorists, when they see weakness, they push. They saw it in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
You see it in Ukraine with Vladimir Putin invading. And so you're going to sit here and tell me that Hamas isn't looking around saying, oh, well, maybe we could do something too. Weakness breeds this kind of stuff. I think the path forward is we have to support the Israeli Defense Forces. They must have total victory right now.
That was Congressman Byron Donalds out of Florida, rising star, a true conservative, and a guy that we should all be keeping our eye on. Weakness in the White House, a master of disaster. Did you know that Joe Biden had lost four embassies? Think about that. The sovereignty of America is at stake. We're ceding territory. That's what an embassy is. It's a little bit of ground in a location where you say, we agree mutually to respect each other's territory. When America was a powerhouse, the U.S. Embassy was sacrosanct. All you had to do was get there. You get there, you were safe. You get there now, that doesn't mean you're safe. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. We got FBI informants being placed in January 6th marches. We've got FBI people registering school board parents and looking at their license plate on their cars like we're a bunch of mafiosos running dope or drugs or whatever. And look at the outcome. Terror all over this country. I mentioned the other day, Comey years ago said there's a terror organization in every state in America. He said that. His words, not mine. So they know it. What are you doing about it? Are you using them to track other things? If you're, we leave the network intact so we can track and see where they're going to be committing terror around the world. Well, hey guys, you missed one. It's called Israel. And it's become so lax that even the Israelis who think we're their friends, they're thinking, oh, we'll rely on America. They're our partner in democracy, which the left likes to flaunt all the time. And look at what happened to them. What's happening to them? And we're at the beginning of this. There's a lot more. Hamas is threatening to execute people on camera daily if they don't get whatever they want. And who's condoning that? Barack Obama sends $1.7 billion to Iran and says, oh, no, it's not for hostages, but there was a hostage swap. Joe Biden sends $6 billion to Iran for five Americans. Oh, no, it wasn't a hostage swap. We weren't trying to get our hostages back. We were just giving them their money back. And then we get what? Hamas goes into Israel and kidnaps multiple people. Can you imagine being one of those kidnapped people, what you're going through, particularly if you're a pretty girl? They raided a festival and they killed a bunch of people, but they took people hostage. And I saw a German girl that they were parading throughout the streets. She was dead. The horrible videos. And the Democrats right now, let me tell you something. Number one is spin. No, that money didn't go to do that. No, the money we gave them, it's still, they haven't touched one penny of it. But it's there. It's available to them, right? You've given it back. What are you going to do now? You're going to take it back? You're going to be, oh, now we're going to take it back. Well, that's what you should do. But you think they will? I don't think they will. I think they're going to leave it. So imagine being one of the people, you're a hostage. And how much money are you going to keep throwing at this stuff? Huh? How much money are you going to keep giving to terrorists and condoning their behavior? And when you get people back, they're going to be broken. I don't know the number of people who've been killed. I always tell people, that, okay, you got a number of people killed. Go with God. Those people, the tough part is over. Because there's this thing, life sucks, then you die. Tough part's over for them. What about the people who survived? Shot by AK-47s, hit by shrapnel. What about them? How have their lives changed? What terror have you invoked in these people that they're never going to live down? That they're going to need psychiatric help for years to understand this? What horrors did they suffer at the hands of animals? Democrats aren't going to think beyond their noses on this. And just wait. It will switch. Suddenly Israel will become the bad guys. Doesn't matter how many people get executed by these animals, these terrorist animals, on camera, doesn't matter how many, there are going to be people making excuses. There are going to be people in this country, leftists, marching against them. A country that just wants to be left alone. A group of people that have... Oh, well, I would love for you to tell me what goes back thousands of years that somebody needs to suffer to where they can be seen on camera bleeding rectally because of what these animals have done to them. Unbelievable. And you know where it all ties back to? What Byron Donald said. Weak leadership. The consequences of Joe Biden's grift is being seen in Israel and around the world. Joe Biden is compromised. He can't go to Iran. He can't go to Ukraine. All he can do, when they say send money, Joe says, let me figure out how to get it to you. Let me figure out a lie. Let me figure out a narrative. And we're finally just taking a look at him. Just now. We're looking at Hunter Biden, you know, Renaissance man. And how he's living. This guy lives like a king. He lives like he's a sultan's kid. They say that it's threatening Biden's sense of invincibility. And it's revealing more about the Bidens behind the scenes in an unvarnished and unflattering light. Well, that's what Israel's doing. Because Iran is telling Joe Biden, we got you. When the supreme leader of Iran comes out and says, death to America, right after you release $6 billion to him, please, somebody explain that to me. Like I'm a three-year-old. Explain it so I get it. You give him his money, and instead of him saying, you know, it's a very nice gesture for the United States, Iran seeks to do this or that, he says, we are determined to commit the destruction of Israel and death to America. Wow. Spin that one, Joe. Tell me that's the guy that got 81 million votes and he's going to win the next election. That's the party of appeasement, the party that left 13 Marines die in Afghanistan and people to be brutalized. Translators that helped us during that time, running for their lives. Have you seen The Covenant? It's a movie about exactly that. Israelis right now running for their lives, wishing they had they lived in America where people are armed to the tooth, wishing they had a president like Donald Trump, a president who wasn't about appeasement. This is a glaring, what's the word I'm looking for? Sign, if you will, of the difference between good versus evil, a competent president versus an incompetent one, and one that's unwavering and uncompromised versus one that is completely compromised. They ask all the time, what policies has Joe Biden done to connect him to Hunter? I give you Israel. If you think that the hostage swap, that Joe Biden giving $6 billion to Iran and lifting sanctions is because they wanted to get five people back, you are out of your mind. The reason why Joe Biden did that was those guys said, you send us our money or else. And then he sends it. And you would think it would shut them up. They'd be okay. What do? They tell them, yeah, we helped Hamas plan the attack on Israel. Death to Israel and death to America, and we're coming for you. That's what they're telling us, because the president that sits in the Oval Office today, that fraud, can't do anything about it. And you know what else? There's a complicit group of people behind him who don't want to let you know that. So what? You figured it out. They're still going to, no, it's not the reason, Kevin. The reason why we gave him $6 billion, it was their money, and we couldn't take it. And none of that money went for terror, keep in mind. It only went for food and meds. The Bidens compromised. They go on to say, prosecutors often build narratives around conspicuous consumption and the lifestyle demands of targets. Trump's personal and financial dealings have featured greatly in litigation. Washington Post's Ruth Marcus and others have written about how evidence exposed a stunning display of Trump's narcissism. Oh, you mean the man that was a billionaire before you ever met him, and the guy you liked before he declared he was going to be president?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. That's 800-257-3672.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show on Kevino Jacksones.
I'll say it again. Joe Biden's greed caused the Ukrainian war. Joe Biden's greed caused the attack on Hamas. Nobody's going to tell you that. Not most people aren't anyway, but you know it. The compromised president, the guy who sat at some meeting and said, yeah, I told him, you know, if you don't do what I want you to do, I'm going to take this $1 billion of taxpayer money and I'm going to go and take it and go home. But if you let my son continue doing what he does, then it'll be better for everybody. So what does Ukraine do? They get rid of Viktor Shokin. What's the benefit? Hundreds of billions of dollars of equipment. Joe Biden got the world to support Ukraine. People didn't even know where Ukraine was on a map. And now they're wearing the Ukrainian flag. You think Joe Biden could have done his part to stop anti-Semitism? By the way, look at Ukraine. Tell me we should be supporting them. They, godless society for the most part. Nazi supporters, canceled elections. They are the one of the least democratic areas of the world, and we're supporting them as if they are flag-waving, you know, conservatives, flag-waving constitutional republic people, and they're not. Meanwhile, a true democracy, Israel, is under fire. Why? Because Joe Biden's compromised. Everybody in the clandestine agencies know it. There are secrets right now being sputtered about Joe Biden in terms of what we can do with him, how we the tail can wag the dog, and nobody wants to talk about it. Media's not going to tell you. I may be one of the only places you're hearing it, but it's a fact. He's compromised. Because let me tell you, there's no way you allow this to happen at this scale. You're telling me our clandestine agencies didn't know the attack on Israel was going to happen. They knew nothing. No chatter. That would be the best kept secret in the world of secrets. And we know everything. We are in the information superhighway. I'm just telling you, we've got the best out there. And there's not one little leak. If I were Joe Biden, let me ask you, when are they going to bring up Christopher Wray and ask him, what were you hearing? I don't even know who's over the CIA right now, but when is that person going to be held accountable? Homeland Security, shouldn't you be having meetings asking, could this happen in America? These people are missing the boat here. Or maybe they just have been told, stand down. You watch enough of these government things. I don't know if we're watching this series called Lioness. I don't know if you've seen it. But you really get an idea of the inside look inside of some of these things. And I know enough to scratch the surface, having spent some time with special forces operators and people like that. But you get a really good glimpse of the internal workings. You get an idea of how the inner agencies work together, how the CIA, puts together a team, and that team is generally made up of people, Green Berets, Delta Force, Rangers, whatever, SEALs, and that group has to work with another group that's actually sanctioned through the military, like a Delta Force, and then there's contractors, and then the oversight, the politicians who come in and say, hey, we got to make sure we're not violating any laws, and how you got to be very careful how you skirt the system a bit. Check it out. It's called Lioness. Based on supposedly a real operation that happened. But what I'm getting at is this. When it's compromised, as it has been under Obama, where you've got a CIA that is working in conjunction with our enemies, an NSA that is doing the same thing, instead of doing its job and monitoring chatter across the world to protect America and our allies, it's pointing that weapon at the U.S. citizens. And that becomes the bigger battle. That's the problem. Let's go back to the Bidens. They said, this guy, I'm reading this article, and they just talked about the narcissism of Trump. And I left with, Trump was Trump before he got it into office, and he's the same Trump. There's no difference in Donald Trump. There's a big difference in Joe Biden. Joe Biden probably got into office with the idea that he wanted to do some good. It was a good career, he felt. But now he's become a narcissist. Nobody F's with a Biden, he says. But they write this. There's a sharp disconnect between the public persona long maintained by the press and what is becoming more apparent to the public now. Although the image of a unifier-in-chief quickly collapsed, the most lasting portrayal is that Joe Biden cares. Unlike Trump, he's portrayed as not acting out of greed, but an overwhelming desire to do good. In a typical article, a contributor to Forbes gushed about how empathy defines Joe Biden. And the article explained that Biden feels empathetic because that's who he is. That's not the image that emerges, they write, from the growing evidence about Biden and his family. The Bidens are suffering from legal exposure and actions concerning everything from withholding child support to peddling influence to federal felonies. It's not just rumor anymore, folks. The investigations and inquiries often turn on to questions of content for actions taken by the Biden family members, including Biden himself. The motive is often all too apparent. So, it would be one thing if Joe Biden's on the grip and he gets some money and it impacts just, you know, some local stuff. He cut a few corners for some guys that wanted parking spots or whatever. That's not what's happening. What Joe Biden does plays out in the world. And you know what the worst part about it? Joe Biden was helping the Chinese, Ukrainians, etc. to come in and take over American infrastructure for oil. Hillary Clinton was trying to get him to take over infrastructure for tech. You haven't heard about the Podestas in a while. Go back and do some research on that. They wanted the Chinese to own our steel. They want the Chinese to own cobalt and lithium, all this stuff for electric vehicles. They want Chinese building power plants like they're building them all over the world now. And we're left behind. Look at their policies and look at where Joe Biden, who Joe Biden got money from. Look at what they were doing inside of America and ask yourself, how is this guy our president? He couldn't care less about this country. They said Hunter Biden left a long trail of emails and texts seeking millions in exchange for access to his father. He's shown in messages invoking his father's powers, threatening foreign figures to send him money. In one message, he allegedly makes a demand for an immediate transfer of cash from a Chinese businessman by saying, "My father's sitting next to me," to make sure that the payment comes through. Hunter Biden was burning through a fortune on drugs, prostitutes, and high living. By the way, raided his own daughter's college account. We'll talk about that another day. He said there were many eager to have the son of the VP dependent on their largesse. Now, while Hunter is often portrayed as a human wreck, salvaged by influence seekers, his uncles generated their own controversies. James has been a well-known figure among alleged influence peddlers for years in cashing in on the access to his brother Joe. Joe's younger brother Frank has also been identified in the family influence peddling business. Like Hunter, Frank appears to have been in dire straits due to his careening lifestyle and lack of any appreciable skills. That runs in the family. Frank's need for money was not only great, but known to his brother. In 1999, at the age of 43, Frank was involved in a car crash in Cardiff-by-the-Sea near Encinitas, California. He was accused of responsibility for the death of a single father, Michael Albano, and then of evading service and responsibility in lawsuits by Albano's surviving children. And he only began recently paying off what he owes. I wonder where he got the money. Anyway, they go on to talk about the Biden family and the things that they've done, the cover-ups. Joe Biden lying about how his wife died, trying to commit suicide, blamed the trucker, said the trucker was drunk. Lie? Let me cut to the chase. Joe Biden's lies are playing out on the world stage, not the national stage anymore, the world stage. People's lives are at stake because of this man being compromised and because of his lies.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.